Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Nelson Mandela. Priyanka's childhood was a whisper in a crowded room, easily missed. Back then, being quiet and keeping to herself made her an outsider. Kids called her names, and friends pretended to be her companions, only to abandon her later. Each betrayal stung, leaving Priyanka feeling like a lone chick lost in a storm. At 15, while staring at her reflection in a dusty window, a thought struck her. "Maybe," she whispered, "if I had fair skin, they'd like me." This belief, fueled by the world around her, became an obsession. Fairer skin, she thought, was the key to love and acceptance. So, Priyanka embarked on a mission to lighten her skin, using strange concoctions and harsh chemicals that stung more than they helped. The only change she saw was the fading of her innocence, replaced by a cold numbness. This numbness, however, became her shield. She threw herself into her studies, finding solace in numbers and facts. As she climbed the academic ladder, she vowed never to be vulnerable again. Even in college, she made the mistake of trusting people, but it was again betrayed in the worst ways. This made her believe that people were only interested in being her friends because of her money, which her father generously provided. When she was 22, her father died. Those who claimed to be her friends and well-wishers abandoned her, pushing her into the depths of depression. While she had given up on her desire to live, she wasn't suicidal. Years flew by in a blur of work and success. Priyanka became a force to be reckoned with in the world of finance, her sharp mind and steely resolve making her unstoppable. But her success came at a cost. She built walls around her heart, brick by emotionless brick. Priyanka had everything money could buy, but a part of her felt like a beautiful, empty room. One evening, as she sipped wine in her swanky penthouse overlooking South Bombay, a call on Facebook Messenger shattered the silence. It was Tripti, her childhood friend, the one who'd betrayed her in the worst way. "Priyanka," she stammered, "I just wanted to say congratulations. You've come a long way." Priyanka studied her, her voice as cold as the diamonds on her fingers. "Tripti, to what do I owe this unexpected call?" Tripti fumbled for words. I just wanted to apologize. For everything. I was young, stupid, and didn't know any better." Priyanka scoffed. "Apologies are cheap, Tripti. They can't mend what's broken." "I know," she said, her voice thick with regret. "But I just wanted you to know." Tripti was about to disconnect, but then paused. "You're strong, Priyanka. Stronger than you think." Her words echoed in the room long after the call ended. Priyanka stood there, a statue carved from ice, a battle raging silently within her. The numbness she'd built her life on felt hollow now. She knew she was strong, and she also knew that people sometimes hurt those they see as strong, believing they can handle it. That night, as she stared at the star-dusted sky, memories flooded back, both happy and painful. Each one chipped away at the wall she'd built. A tear escaped, the first in years, a testament to the buried longing for connection. Slowly, Priyanka began to thaw. She reached out, tentatively at first, to her colleagues and in-laws. To her surprise, they welcomed her with open arms. One evening, at a family gathering, her husband, Rowan, saw the change in her eyes. "Are you okay, Priyanka?" he asked softly. Priyanka met his gaze, a newfound vulnerability there. "I'm learning to feel again, Rowan," she confessed. "It's scary, but it's also freeing." Rowan smiled, taking her hand. "It's okay to be scared, Priyanka. But remember, you're not alone. The journey of healing was long and hard, but Priyanka, for the first time in her life, allowed herself to hope. She still doesn't have many friends, and trust comes slowly, but she was no longer the girl who hid in the shadows. Priyanka was learning to live, to love, and to feel again. We are all broken, that's how the light gets in. Ernest Hemingway. Name of characters changed to protect identity and privacy. The story is inspired by true events. This post is a part of her journey blog hop hosted by Mani Desai and Sukaina Majeed.